Driving a dog team between Fairbanks and Whitehorse used to take 12 days or more, but in the last few years, the fastest sled dogs have completed the run in just over 9 days. Eureka Musherbrent Sass says the addition of more mandatory stops along the trail fundamentally alters the race.
It's huge. It's huge. It's a huge change.
A mandatory 36-hour layover at the race's midway point in Dawson City has been cut by 12 hours. Sass says that will improve overall dog care.
There may be a dog that has a wrist injury that you've been milking, and he's doing fine, but, you know, he's definitely getting sore. You know, when you get to Dawson, 36 hours, you can get rid of a wrist injury. You know, with 24, a bad wrist injury, not necessarily.
Other changes are likely to shake up strategy. A second mandatory stop in Eagle near the Canadian border will increase from 4 to 6 hours. Next year, mushers will also be required to take 2 additional 6-hour layovers at a checkpoint of their choosing in the first and last third of the race. An 8-hour mandatory layover at the last checkpoint before the finish line remains in place. Yukon Quest Executive Director Marty Story says the decision is meant to help sleep-deprived, exhausted mushers.
I find it to be, in my mind, a progressive move forward and looking at the overall success of the race. And it seems to me that because the speed has changed so much in the last few years, that this is something that I think is going to be of assistance. And that's our hope, is that it helps the mushers.
Last year's race saw teams spread out over more than 200 miles of trail. Story says floating stops means race personnel can keep up with teams running at both the front and back of the pack. Two-time champion Alan Moore of Two Rivers plans to run a fifth quest in 2015, but he says the changes will force him to rethink a plan that's otherwise worked well in the past. He also says the race could become more competitive.
It would probably draw more interest from a lot of people that probably wouldn't have thought about running the race just by changing it up a little bit.
The race organization has struggled in the last few years to draw interest from long-distance mushers, due in part to a small purse and a notoriously challenging trail. Mushers will sign up for next year's Yukon Quest in August. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.